This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. You're listening to The Bad Plus doing its version of the Nirvana classic Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's a track from their 2003 album, These Are the Vistas. Featuring an impressive mix of original songs and unlikely covers, it was an album that proved The Bad Plus is a rare bird in the music world, an accessible jazz band that still has room for experimentation. Now more than 10 years and a handful of critically acclaimed albums later, The Bad Plus is experimenting with a fourth member, saxophonist Joshua Redman. You can see them perform with Joshua Redman at Dartmouth in Hanover on Tuesday, October 13th. To find out more about the band and the new collaboration with Joshua Redman, producer Taylor Quimby spoke with bassist Reed Anderson.
So, part of what makes jazz fun to listen to, and I think probably fun to play, I would think, is the improvisational nature of the genre. But you guys are big enough as a band that people also, you know, they want to hear what they know from the album. So how do you play that sort of balancing act during your live performances?
Well, the improvisation is always just built in. So, you know, we're very song-oriented in our approach. And we're very conscious of music that has this kind of pop sensibility. So there's always something that will be familiar. The song should be familiar if you've heard it, if you're a fan of the song. But there's always improvisation within that structure.
Now, you've been playing as a trio for over a decade, so I imagine that's a long time to really get to know, you know, just how to improvise with one another. What was it like bringing Joshua Redman into the group for this latest album?
It was incredibly easy and natural. He's a great musician, and, I think even though we have created this kind of, world of our own, it's still a very, understandable world for somebody of Josh's caliber.
Is there a song off the album with Joshua Redman that's like a favorite track for you off the album?
Oh, gosh. I love them all. I think Dave King's song, Dave is the drummer in The Bad Plus, Beauty Has It Hard is really great. It's a very, hypnotic kind of song, and it has basically kind of two halves. One half is this kind of introducing the material and building up to a certain point, and then it kind of restarts, and there's this long build to the end where Joshua really, Dave really wanted this to be a platform for him to kind of take off soloistically.
Does get a lot of attention for the covers, which I think, I imagine it's kind of a way in for listeners who might not be very well schooled in jazz. And I wonder, how do you, do you just pick covers based off tracks that you really love, or is there sort of a process to it?
There is a process, but it's not really a knowable process, even to us. But it has to have something to do with, we have to like the song.
Hello. Is there anybody in there? Just knock if you can hear me. Is there anyone home?
It also has to be conveyable with our instrumentation, some pop music that we might like a lot. you might not be able to get the point across with piano, bass, and drums for, you know, whatever, melodic or structural reasons. So we have to feel like we can, you know, convey the song and also make it our own in some way.
Relax, I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain, you are receding.
So you're a bassist, and I feel like bassists sometimes in the rock and roll world kind of get a bad rap. Like they end up being made fun of as like the guy who doesn't get girls, or just, you know, weird stereotypes like that. And I think in the jazz world, like, you get to be way more front and center. Like, your role seems to be more instrumental to the group. And I wonder what you think about those stereotypes of the bassist in popular culture.
Oh, gosh. you know, I think it's a fact that, you know, the bass has a much less readily understandable function in the music. You know, when you see a great saxophone soloist out there, or a great pianist or drums, you know, there's something that you can all, you know, immediately understand about, like, okay, wow, this is really impressive. Whereas the function of the bass in music is a much more subliminal one a lot of the time. So I guess that kind of lends itself to, you know, what you're talking about, that kind of perception. Also, there's a certain truth to, like, if, you know, the jokes about, like, okay, well, you don't really have to know that much to play bass in certain contexts. but, you know, some of the most important musicians that, you know, in shaping the music are bass players like Charlie Hayden.
That sense. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's
you're done.
That's all I have to say on the subject.
And that was Taylor Quimby speaking with bassist Reed Anderson of The Bad Plus. You can see them perform at Dartmouth on Tuesday, October 13th with Joshua Redman. And there's more information at nhpr.org.